It's Podcast Mosh, the greatest podcast in all the world, brought to you by Lich King. Lich King, because thrash metal needed a Manowar. TM, recorded live at PDP Studios in beautiful downtown Greenfield, Massachusetts.
Hey.
Hi, fellas.
This is exciting.
It's been like a month and a half, I think.
We're back.
Since we did this. And it's stupid because we charge people every time we do one.
No, that's great. That means they haven't been paying for things they didn't receive.
That they wanted to.
Yeah,
they wanted to pay for these things and we denied them.
We didn't make them. Everybody introduce yourselves. Who are we? Why are we here? What's going on?
Timothy. I'm Joe.
That's Joe.
Yeah.
I'm Nick.
Mm-hmm. I am Brian.
I'm Mike.
I'm Aaron Sorkin. I'm a famous television writer.
Great job.
She is.
Aaron Sorkin.
Yes.
Enlighten me.
West Wing and...
Turns out, I'm really Tom, and I just lied to you.
What?
Whoa.
What?
Are we Lich
April
King?
Fools.
Wait, what has Aaron Sorkin done? West Wing and Newsroom? Are those his two shows?
Yeah, he did the... I'm pretty sure he wrote the script for The Social Network.
Oh.
Cool.
That's which great. Was very good.
That's good trivia. Ooh,
did that mean everybody talked really fast and unrealistically in that movie, too?
Yeah, but it worked, because Jesse Eisenberg, that's kind of how he talks.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we're Lich King.
Hi.
Hey. We're a thrash metal band. You probably know that.
Yes.
You might have heard us from such podcasts as Podcast Mosh.
Podcast Mosh, episode 2.
You've heard of things that we've done.
You heard of the things that the Lich King
You've
has
heard
done.
Of the things and the beast he has done.
This episode is brought to you by ChevyChaseMurdersDogs.com.
Yeah.
It's a big sponsor of ours.
Yes. Yeah.
Also, right now, pause the podcast and go to ChevyChaseMurdersDogs.com.
Because none of you did before when we dropped the hint, and there's goodies
don't
waiting
make
for
it,
you.
Jesus, Tom.
Well, they didn't pick up on it last
time.
Well,
don't make it fucking that obvious.
They
Come
need
on.
Obvious. They're
Worst
stupid.
Worst scavenger hunt ever.
Happy Easter, fuckers.
So disappointed in these pieces of shit.
Yeah. So we do a podcast. It's what you're listening to right now.
Yep.
If you want to listen to more of it, go to podcast.lichkingmetal.com.
Oh.
If you would like to contribute to us doing this podcast, you can go to patreon.com/podcastmosh and give us your money.
And yeah, and you get really nothing of worth that's extra, but we try to come
that's
up with
bullshit.
We've been giving things.
Yeah, but it's
like
not
Christmas.
Worth it.
Speaking of giving things,
that's exactly what you tell the people to have them give us money.
Yeah,
it's
but
not
like,
worth it.
It's
you
not worth
do
it.
It.
You get it for free. You should really just like keep
I mean,
money.
You could be a piece of scum and keep just leeching off our delicious podcasts.
That's well, yeah.
Or you could
Tom,
contribute
you know,
toward
your,
this.
Your argument towards not contributing is much like a certain not contributing sort of thing, like torrenting.
Oh.
Like yeah.
You could get it for free, then, you know, why?
Why pay for it?
You know
it?
What? You can get it for free. Who cares, right?
Yeah, exactly. So just steal all our albums, too.
There's a difference in that we put this out for free.
Victimless
crumb. Shut up, Joe.
All right. Well, I mean, the music is kind of free in certain places.
Yeah, like most of the internet.
YouTube. Any streaming service. That
Spotify. So why not just download
money?
It for free? Like this podcast.
Because we make money through the other sources.
Yeah. But why do they care?
Because they love us.
And because...
And we can keep doing this if they...
And then we have people quit the band.
Well, now that we sound awfully selfish.
That wasn't selfish.
Disappointed
they
with Rob.
Damn it, Rob.
So what's new with Lich King? I feel like I say that every goddamn episode.
Every dime.
The
every
most
dime?
Important
every
thing dime. Is that I've got a sound machine in my hand, and it has little buttons, and they do different things. So, like, if somebody said something, and I wanted to show my appreciation or disdain... I could press one of these buttons and it would make a noise.
Wow.
I'm going to edit every single one of those noises out of the podcast.
That's how I feel about that.
You're going to hear a beep every time you push that button instead. It's just
nope.
Beep.
This is for you, Brian. That's right.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened.
We've now turned to Crazy Ira and the Douche.
It's not the worst thing that's ever happened. This is how I feel about it.
Yeehaw. Yeah.
All right.
Moving on to good things.
Who needs marinara when you can get blue cheese?
I should point out that
Mike out of left field.
Mike's portion of the podcast is brought to you by Jim Beam and about an eighth of a bottle that is now just negative space.
It is more than an eighth.
Yeah.
And almost 3/4 of a cup of blue cheese.
Yeah.
Mike's got hammered off some blue cheese.
That should be a segment where we just like get Mike drunk and just make him say stuff.
You mean Podcast Mosh? Yes, the segment where Mike gets drunk.
Yeah, I just mean like specifically where it's like Mike's storytelling corner, and we put him in a position where he has to say things that are funny, because he's good at that.
Oh, for the Patreon feed, we need to take a picture of what Tom describes as an eighth of a bottle of Jim Beam.
I meant that's what he drank. That's what he drank today.
He meant to say a fifth, but like as in the liquor amount of a fifth, but he confused it with an eighth.
An FIF.
He had 1/13 of a bottle.
I don't know what Tom meant.
I don't know what a fifth is.
What is a fifth? I don't even actually know. I just know that you say like
I'm not slammed in any way.
I had like a fifth of Jack. You know, you can. That's a thing.
I got a food.
That's what Tom
itis.
Was saying. Yeah, he had a 12th of Jack.
I think it was 750 milliliters.
Yeah, I think it's a fifth.
Yeah.
It's a fifth of what?
A fifth of something.
It's a fifth.
Can anybody tell us what a fifth is? Why is it called a fifth? Please email your answers to Nick at LichKingMetal.com.
If you know that, keep your damned information to yourself.
No.
And don't write us.
Tom hates information.
I said write Nick, not us.
Don't write us or Nick. Nick doesn't want to deal with this
Nick
shit.
Nick wants to
Nick's
deal
busy.
With all of our
Thanks,
stuff.
Tom.
Yeah.
Nick needs to deal with all
Nick's
all
got
all
other stuff to do with his life. He doesn't need to hear about your fifth. And if there's any of us that knows what a fifth is, it's Nick.
A fifth is enough to wear cargo shorts and cause a scene.
What?
Mike measures alcohol and how much
scene causing.
Yeah. How much of a ruckus?
Are there levels of this? Like, there's a scene, and then a ruckus, and then like a.
Yeah, if it's half a glass, you can get it pretty rowdy. If it's a glass and a half, you can go into a shop right and start freaking out. if it's about
shop right.
If it's three full glasses, you can open your own store at a flea market and start yelling for no reason.
That's cool. Like if you got paid for a table at a flea market and you didn't bring anything to sell, you just sat there yelling, would they kick you out? You'd be like, I paid for this.
I paid for this.
My money.
I sold all my stuff.
So they just got to leave you there yowling into the air while people are selling their comics and tchotchkes.
Oh, God.
Tchotchke.
They're trying to like haggle for an old oriental rug while some dickhead in the back of the room is going, ah!
You said tchotchke, and I was thinking, why are people selling the Polish donuts at a tag sale or a flea market?
But those wait, hold on, let me find the appropriate button
shut
for
up.
Your joke.
No, that wasn't a joke. That was me legitimately being confused.
No, I don't think so.
Those are poonchkis. That's what those are. I messed that up.
That's a grease here.
I already used these
Stop.
Two.
Oh, God. No.
There you go.
No, Tom. Anyway, what's actually happening with the band besides nothing that we just said?
Yeah. We recorded a video.
It's been a pretty uneventful week.
Nothing's really happened in the last month and a half of this band. We've really just been sitting in the basement.
Business
and
as usual.
Not recording podcasts.
You went on tour.
Joe, we just said we didn't do anything.
We did other things.
You're shattering the illusion.
All right, let's start from the beginning. The beginning of everything that just happened.
In 2004, Tom started recording Lich King songs, started writing and recording them in his car.
Did you do vocals in your car?
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I took a laptop with a charger that went into the cigarette lighter thing, and I went into like CVS parking lots and parked behind trucks so nobody would see me, and I screamed into my laptop.
Nice.
And I had such great vocals.
Did you record through the laptop? Like
no, I had the
you actually had a mic,
little microphone thing, and I had USB. You know, one of those things at Guitar Center that like you plug through. What is it? An interface or whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I was gonna say it sounds like you might have recorded Necromantic Maelstrom through the built-in laptop microphone.
Yeah, it's I used real equipment. I just didn't know how to use it.
Gotcha.
So it was awful.
So the actual beginning, which is March, what did we do? What was the first? We got three things to talk about, basically. So just go from the top. Somebody.
When
was the tour? I'm lost.
March 7th. We left on March 7th. Yeah.
Holy shit. That was 1 month ago.
Already.
From yesterday.
I still haven't unpacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
But yeah, we went on tour. It was a quickie. We were out for what, 9 days?
9 days, 9 shows.
Yeah, but we had some serious highlights in those 9 days. We had some seriously good shows.
Oh. Yeah.
Namely Berserker Fest.
Hung out with Reagan for a good hour or two, and then got Taco Bell with 8 different strangers. Spent $60 on crunch wraps and woke up the next day in some creepy apartment. No.
Seriously, though, I wish we saved that receipt Because honestly, I have absolutely no recollection of being at Taco Bell.
None at all. I remember the people we picked up, but not actually eating or ordering.
I remember them. I remember telling them they couldn't come on the bus.
Yeah. Well,
and then the next day I heard that they came with us to Taco Bell. Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
I think they came back with a funny looking cigarette, and we were okay with them coming on the bus because they had this funny looking cigarette.
If they didn't have the funny looking cigarette, they wouldn't have came on the bus.
I'm pretty sure that they were told it was the dildo bus and that they were not allowed on.
There was some extreme things said saying that we were having like a dildo sex show on the bus.
We were on the bus with Aaron Reagan, and they knock on the window. Mike walks over and says, "No, you don't want, we're on a dildo party."
I think this was right after Reagan left, and it was just
They were still there.
No, because I remember being told that Tony was chanting "dildo bus, dildo bus."
Was it? All right,
yeah.
All right,
man.
Then
we had some cool stuff. Now you guys remember?
I remember. Shit. All right. Well, that's awesome that he was chanting it. So then I guess he was chanting it, and then they came back with like a spicy little number, and then they
number five,
and then they. They came on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we brought them to Taco Bell.
And then on the way to Taco Bell, there was another group of taco fiends.
They were trying to order without a car.
Without a car. They're trying to do that old walk through the drive-thru.
Yeah, yeah.
And they don't let you do that.
We couldn't fit under the drive-thru either. So we had to like pull out from the overhang and roll down the window and turn off the bus. And then
and yell from 20 feet away.
We told those people to get on our bus and we ordered for everyone. Yeah. We all put it on this
Did
other guy's car.
Did we pay for everybody?
We figured it out, yeah.
Yeah, we paid for everybody.
No, we didn't, but it worked out. It
we figured
good.
Things out.
There was like 12 Crunchwraps.
Wait, Brian, were you on the bus?
Yeah, I was on the bus, on the Taco Party bus.
Taco Party
I missed
bus.
The Iron Reagan hanging out from the most part because I was talking to Laser Wolf and
In Defense would be proud of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, if we got In Defense and Laser Wolf on that bus... Would have been a crazy time.
Taco party. But the actual show itself.
Yeah, yeah. Back to that.
Back to the actual show as opposed to going to get Taco Bell.
So, yeah, this was a three-stage venue with, I don't know how many bands, a three-day festival.
I think there were 15 bands each day, and there was a pre-party with, like, 10 bands. So there were, 50 bands at least.
Yeah, and three stages, three different rooms, every one of those rooms packed. Yeah. It was wild.
It was a pretty crazy show. And it was, like, honestly one of the best run shows we've ever played. Sean and Veronica Knight did a hell of a job running that whole thing.
They were nice.
They were super nice. The show was rad. Shirts and posters were cheap, and beers were good. And it was just really well put together. Like, you could go out to the outside tent, grab a beer out there, walk around between the venues, and, it was just... They thought of everything, and they had every base covered possibly. So,
I thought it was pretty fun that we were put in the more like stoner metal, hard rock, like somewhat speed metal stage, and things just went to hell when we started playing, like in a good hell. Like, it was just like intense, just like crowds piling, just like slamming. Everyone was just. Out of control.
So we've got a picture or like a panorama of the crowd, the stage we played on. Like, yeah, put that up
Patreon
on the,
feed.
Yeah.
So the stage we played was literally about 5 feet away from the bar itself. there was literally room for about like front of the stage, three people deep, and then bar is right there.
Yeah.
Like it was.
Sorry.
God damn it, Tom.
I was trying to figure out what that sound meant.
It was
if
birds.
It makes any sense, the ground floor was the shape of a boomerang around the bar.
Yeah.
It was like an L, pretty much, just like like a skinny path.
I like how you went to boomerang first instead of L.
It's the liquor. I mean, but it just makes sense because it was just like a little, like a long way and then a short pocket, like I don't know, like a golf club in a way. What the hell am I saying?
Beat
him in the back. Beat him to silly putty. Beat him to
what other sport objects would you compare it to?
Hockey
boomerang.
Kind of like a high-a-lie cup thing.
Yeah.
Kind of like
scoop.
What do you call those things?
Scoop.
It was a good time.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Yeah, so I think the Berserker is something that's going to be happening for years to come. This was the second one.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think there will be more.
There will be more. Everybody seemed to have a good time.
Yeah.
Great time.
It was up in Detroit, just to clarify.
Oh, yeah. I don't think we said that.
But, yeah, I hope they keep putting that on, because every band I saw was fucking top notch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We got to see our friends in Laserwolf. Finally got to play with In Defense for the first time. Those guys were super rad.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah. I've been digging those guys for a while now, and it was cool. We actually just kind of set up our merch table. We ended right next to each other. We're like, oh, yeah, cool. What's
pals.
Up? Pal time.
Fast friends.
We played with Fuck the Facts, right?
We did play with Fuck the Facts, yes.
I see them on a lot of shows now.
Ever since that show. They're pretty well known. And they played they were like, I think, the last band downstairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The night we played. Yeah. They were, I think I caught a little bit of them, and they were pretty fucking good.
Yeah. With the chick singer, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else? Who else was on that show?
Obviously, Lopan.
Lopan and Against the Grain. Those guys were awesome.
Fucking
great
awesome.
Bands. What genre wise? What?
Stoner.
Stoner.
Sludgy.
Yeah, sludgy.
Sickness.
Yeah, like more straightforward heavy metal, but
yeah,
both damn good.
I think I've asked this, but what's the deal with Lopan's name? What does it mean? It's got to mean something, right?
I think it's a Big Trouble in Little China reference.
Oh.
David Lopan.
Okay.
Yeah,
definitely. All right.
Or whatever, Lopan.
That was way
the main bad guy's name is Lopan.
Hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
Yeah.
How about that?
So there you go.
Learned something today.
Good to know.
Well, of course, they I could have just done the equivalent of what people do to us, which is, it's a Warcraft reference. Like, maybe it's not maybe they just have a friend that died that they named the band Lopan in his honor. And Lopan was his name. Hmm. Andrew Lopan. I don't know. And I just screwed them.
I always laughed before, like, years ago, since, like, it was written. It was like, we're not associated with World of Warcraft. Thank you so much for asking.
I think that's still in our bio somewhere.
Yeah, it's just, that's like the main sentence, and I've always laughed at that. Thank you so much for asking.
We really appreciate you taking the time to bring this up again and again.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yep. Every interview we get, we should just be like, nope, you asked us that, we're walking out. We're
done.
We're going to leave.
Because it's pretty clear that they don't know us at all when they say, so what's the name about?
Yep. It's like, God damn it.
Just I have to type this out again?
Yep.
That's why I'm getting really reticent to do, someone else can do this, I don't care, but like I tend to do the responses to the interviews and type everything up. And I've typed the same response so many times.
Just copy-paste the previous interview and give it to the next person.
Maybe.
No, you should just post it in the drive and we'll all edit it.
No, but you
need different answers.
See, that's the purpose of the press kit, is to fucking, you give the interview to the press kit first. That answers 98% of their lame questions, and then they can ask actually interesting ones after that.
Yeah, I guess.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not named after Warcraft. We're not, you know, these are the band. It's, yeah, the interviews always start off like, who are the members in the band? It's like,
yeah.
Google.
Yeah, yeah. So what have you done?
Ugh. How many albums have you put out?
You know what I hate is when they give you like five questions in one question. It's like, question three, who are your members and what does everyone play and what's their favorite kinds of music? And there's like an SNL sketch that does the same thing, and it's called The Miley Cyrus Show, where she just asks like 10 questions loaded into one, and then she looks like a fool. Everybody watch SNL. It's great.
Yeah.
Right, Joe?
Give it a check.
Wait. What's he going to do? What's he going to do?
All right.
Yay. Yay. Saturday Night Live. Thank you.
Saturday Night Live. So, yeah, that was it was Berserker Fest on that tour. back to the tour, yeah.
We played a really rad show in Chicago.
We did.
At Livewire.
Yeah, at Livewire. They treated us well. The same guy that fucked with my mic stand back in 2013 when we were there, fucked with my mic stand again.
Thank you, Alexi.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
There was a good amount of smoking on this tour, and we appreciate it.
God. Okay, Covington, Kentucky, awesome show. Why are you like 10, 15 years behind the civilized world and still let smoking happen in your venues?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah. Same to you, Pittsburgh. God damn it. We were all like getting sick, and that fucking made it worse.
Yeah, it seemed like the
like the one last day where we would be sick and tomorrow would be like, oh, I feel fresh. It would be the smoking venue.
Yeah, of course. Like, it's like, oh, great. I'm just going to breathe your shit for the rest of the night. Yeah. And now I can't recover.
I'm going to huff an ashtray.
I'm trying to keep my voice like together anyway. Like it was kind of falling apart. And I'm like, well, I'm just going to take it easy tonight in Covington. And then there's this awful chick breathing smoke right in my face.
Yeah,
this,
throughout
like half of the set. It's like, just blowing into my face.
There's nothing better than getting like your one breath of air before a verse, and that one breath is fulfilled with like Newport smoke.
Newport. Yeah. The but menthol makes it good.
Specifically Newport.
Yeah, but the Covington show is pretty cool. Buffalo was all right. It was, you know, it's kind of sparsely attended. It was a Monday night, but...
I think the Buffalo show was one of the more fun shows.
Yeah, it was still fun. Yeah.
Especially the after show.
There was only like 12 people there, but people still went fucking crazy. So
the time we had after was
worth
it. With, I saw that Hellcannon and everything.
Yeah, we hung out with the Hellcannon guys. And
Joe took a shot of Sriracha.
Oh, that was that night.
That was that night, yeah.
I'm like, where the fuck is
you
this?
You squirted like a third of the bottle neck.
What was the venue called?
It was
Broadway
Joe's. Broadway
Joe's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah,
it has your name in it.
Yeah, how do you...
I didn't remember the venue. Like, what it looked like. I need the name. It has... Yeah, Sriracha. Yeah, Mike had never had any. And he was like, oh, I'll put some on my finger. I was like, no. And I opened your mouth. So he opened his mouth. And I don't know what he thought I was going to do, but of course I'm going to squirt in his mouth. I'm not going to give him like a little tiny dollop.
The one white shirt I had.
You moved, all right? I squirted, you moved.
I did move.
You can't flinch for the money shot.
If I had a nickel for every time I heard, I squirted, you moved, I would have zero cents.
Yeah, well, you just heard it, so.
Thanks, Tom.
That's kind of what it sounded like.
Was that a dolphin?
No, that was Brian in a compromising situation.
No, that was a dolphin blowjob.
Nope.
Do it again.
Brian.
Yeah. Yep. Dolphin blowjob.
That's what it is.
Finger blade banging a clown.
Finger banging a balloon.
Trying to make the noise, but I'm like, damn it. Wait. Was that, I guess that was entirely a Dave joke. We should credit him.
Oh, yeah, it's all Dave Hughes.
It's fingering a clown.
Yep.
It just. And I'm pretty sure the joke is because of the balloons.
Oh, man.
Yep.
So what was part two of the three events that happened? You want to do video shoot? You want to do that one first and then leave the other one? Or you want to do the other one and then go to video shoot?
Do you want
to
do this chronologically?
You want to do this chronologically?
I don't care.
Ah, fuck it. Okay, video shoot.
Tom quit.
Video shoot. We finally got around to shooting a fucking music video after like 6 years of being a band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still no press shots though.
Still no press shots. We're still holding out on that one.
Feel free to get them anytime.
Well, yeah.
There's no band pictures, is there?
There are no band pictures.
There's
because,
that one on Metal Archives.
Yeah, with that and that was awful. That was a bassist to get and a guitarist to go and a vocalist to go at this point. Three of those people are no longer in the band.
Yeah, I remember when Dave commented somewhere about like the line or he said something about it, and then I looked at the picture and I was like, is that Joe? There's no way that's Joe.
I look weird.
Joe looks weird with long hair now.
I have no beard.
No beard and long hair.
Mid-range.
And Nick does not look the same without a stash. Like, none of you
was
look
Nick
the
there?
Same.
I was not in that.
Nick was not in that.
That was
like a year before. Like
no,
2 years
no.
Before
this
Nick.
Is other pictures I've seen. Okay. But yeah. That picture specifically.
No, I mean, like, the.
Who are you?
Lich King. The U.S. tour in 2014. Or 2013, sorry, it was a transformation.
Yeah.
And I came back from that tour with a mustache, and that's been Nick ever since.
Yeah.
Yep. I remember, it was halfway through that tour, the eventful Spokane, Washington night, that I'm pretty sure the door guy made some comment about your mustache.
Mm. This is the hop.
The door, no, this wasn't the hop. This was at a place after the hop.
Yeah, this is the particular establishment.
Adam Egan's a solid guy.
Yeah,
he's
Adam
a good
Egan,
guy.
He's a rad dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm pretty sure I remember the door guy being like, "Yo, you're a cool guy, but goddamn, that mustache sucks." I'm pretty sure that's exactly what the door guy said when he was letting you in.
I thought he complimented his mustache.
No, it was quite the opposite. It was like, "Damn, that is a terrible mustache."
Why would somebody just abuse somebody? I mean.
What?
Why wouldn't somebody abuse somebody?
That's a good point.
In this day and age.
Oh, man.
We're losing Mike.
Yeah.
No, no.
Mike's on his way to half of the couch.
No. No.
It's another photo. Nowhere
near. Oh, God. Nowhere near.
Was that the night before the video shoot?
Yes.
Yeah.
We all came over and hung out.
Yeah, let's keep talking about the video shoot.
Practiced a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me, video shoot. Yeah, we got distracted.
Yeah.
Oh man, that was a time, man.
Oh my God,
that was cool. Okay, so I've never been part of something like that. I've never been in a real music video shoot. I think I speak for all of us except for Mike here.
Correct.
You know, and it being kind of a live event, but also, why are you giggling?
Because he was shitting, and it's not funny to the podcast, but he's just being in the worst phase.
It's in this like weird middle ground between a live show and something that's entirely like, you know, we're shooting the same song over and over again. It's kind of weird, but turns out it's just incentive for everyone involved to kind of go absolutely nuts. So yeah. We saw some great crowd action, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We ended up doing, I think we ended up playing the video song like 17 times.
Did you actually count?
Well, we did 4 run-throughs of just band shots from like 3 different distances, and then we did 6 run-throughs of close-up shots, and then we played the song 2 more times for crowd shots, and then we did 3 more times at the show. Mm. So it's 15. I was off. Yeah, we ended up playing the same song 15 times, but that first time we played it for the crowd shots, holy crap, that crowd just went nuts.
Yeah, they really lost their shit.
Yeah, everybody was like, kind of like, okay, yeah, we're at a video shoot. What's going on? And then we kick into the song, like the first note hits, and then the crowd just like, bam, like, holy shit!
I love how we still got a cheer after every time we played.
Yeah, they kept applauding politely, and I'm like, oh god, this is gonna.
You guys don't have to do that.
You don't have to. No, you're just standing there watching us fakely perform. But,
I have confidence in that song now. Like after the new ending, I feel like, yeah, this one's ready. This one's ready to be like one in the set list for a while.
Yeah. It's gonna be good. What is happening over here?
What?
What?
What
are you doing? Clam shots.
Wait, the other one, the scared one.
Oh man, we got so many.
We'll get there.
We got so many videos from the tour that we gotta. We're not
yeah,
so many,
we,
but
we'll put these up eventually.
We got a lot of behind the scenes footage.
Why that one? Why?
I don't know. We ran out of talking points.
Can't you play the good one, the scaring one?
We did a video shoot. Yeah.
We did. It was a video shoot.
It's a new song. It's pretty rad.
That was really fun.
It was a lot of fun. It was a long day. Like we got in there. We got in there at like 10 in the morning and didn't get out till 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I got real cranky. I was so tired. I was like dropping dead at 8 o'clock, and then at 3 a.m. I had to move stuff, and I may have had a bit of a baby meltdown.
I don't actually remember any negativity from you.
Yeah, it's because you and Mike don't remember anything.
I do remember after like we got cut off, they had to stop serving drinks, even though she gave us a couple more after that.
Yeah, me and Nick were dead.
Oh my God.
Everyone was like, come on, Nick and Mike, go lift stuff. it was such a horrible idea for even us like go near this gear, let alone bring it down steps.
We were pumped to do it.
You guys were ready.
we were pumped to do a task we couldn't achieve.
I asked Mike to grab like one end of a case, and he's like, I can pick it up. And I can walk down the stairs, but I can't do both at the same time. So his solution was to walk all the way down the stairs and then try to reach to the top of the stairs and grab the case and, like, drag it down.
Makes sense.
Perfect. It worked out great. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, that was great.
The thing that scares me is that we went just as hard Friday night to then wake up to do even worse things that Saturday.
Yeah. That was, but Saturday was definitely one of the cooler things we've ever done as a band.
Like,
just so many people came out. We had Dan Hammer flew out from Colorado.
I'm so happy.
We had people driving out from Boston. We had the New Hampshire crew of old came out.
We had a lot of old friends.
Yeah.
Old friends.
A lot of old friends. A lot of people.
How did these skits come out? I missed.
I don't
the,
know. We haven't
intro
seen.
One.
We haven't seen any of the footage.
I'll
really.
Tell you how they came out. Real shitty. I tried to subdirect it behind the guy and be like, "Okay, here's the line. Here's the thing."
I think we got it at some point.
No, we got something or other. It's not. It's definitely not what I had in my head. I had. Like, now I'm like, okay, if I ever do this again, I have to write a script.
Correct.
I have to make everyone learn the script.
Correct.
Like, I can't rely on people to ad lib based on suggestions and put it down. Like, that's my fault. I've learned this now.
I didn't think, I thought the ad libbing came out okay.
Some of it did?
There were, Dan Hammer had a few good lines.
Yeah?
Unfortunately, the one I really enjoyed was he saw my Wilhelm Scream shirt, and he's like, "Wilhelm Steamroller, Christmas is over."
I missed that one. That was,
I was like, "God damn it!" I started cracking up at that one. I'm like, I can't finish this take.
I don't get that joke. Like,
Mannheim Steamroller.
What?
It's a band that does like all Christmas music and shit.
Oh.
Don't worry about it.
You don't know Mannheim Steamroller?
Mannheim Steamroller.
I don't know.
Classic Christmas albums, dude.
Yeah, man.
You're missing out.
I don't know.
Not
Christmas.
Familiar.
Your Yuletide's not too joyous.
Oh man.
I you did who has see something the to say one about that? Where he was like, "What?" when Brian got on stage to do the drum fill to the start of the music video.
Yeah.
Dan's like, "What?" Like that.
Yeah.
That came out pretty good. It looked like, and then everybody pushed them to the side.
No one has any. No one knows the concept but us.
Yeah, everyone's just like,
no one's getting.
What
this.
Is this fool saying?
Oh, that couple times they crushed Dan and Jameson and Mick. I thought they were going to kill one of them.
Yeah,
I saw Dan get slammed in that wall real hard a couple times.
Three times.
And then he was like, "Let's do it again. Let's do it again."
Crazy.
Oh, man.
Did you notice, like, every this is probably the worst thing when I was trying to tell him, "Okay, you're terrified," and he just kind of like screwed up his mouth, like he's like, "What?" Like, that's the expression he was making, like, "What?" I was like, "No, okay, think like you're more, you're scared, you're terrified and amazed." He's like, okay, "What?" Making an angry face.
I love Dan because he always, no matter what the expression, there's always a smile.
There's always a smile. There's always a smile in the eye.
Yeah, when I went home, I realized that most of the pictures that I took that night were of Dan.
Yeah.
Or me with Dan.
Most that night, everything after the filming and until loading out is a blur. So
yeah.
That chunk where the live show was, it flew by. I didn't get to talk to anyone, and I feel like it just ended, and I was like, "Wait, what happened?"
That's honestly, I think the people kind of like, once the show was over, people cleared out because, you know, just like us, they were there at the venue for way too long.
Yeah, everybody. Yeah. We had a lot of people showed up at 2 even.
Yeah.
We're like, "Holy shit!" Like, you guys, and then we had a lot of people there at 3. Like, I honestly didn't expect people to get there that early. I thought they were going to start rolling in like, you know, a couple hours after 3, even though we said get there at 3.
Yeah.
But people actually listened this time.
Yeah.
For once.
It was good.
You fucking assholes. No.
Good job, guys. Yeah, serious thanks to those who are listening, who were there. Thank you so much. That was a long day. And to all the production crew.
Holy shit.
They were there from 10 till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
That was nuts.
Yeah, huge thanks goes out to Justin and NGen Productions. They were kind enough to help us out with the video end of things, and Justin put up with our crap all day. Like,
he was good.
He was awesome. Yeah. He was really, really easy to work with, and it was like, "Hey, let's do this thing right now. Let's go." It was, we kind of went in with a pretty loose schedule as far as what we were going to do and when, and then what the fuck is going on here? Keep talking. I'm trying to. I'm getting distracted by you taking a picture of Mike trying to make a cat talk. All right, more Patreon feed stuff. But we kind of went in with a loose schedule and just kind of threw stuff at Justin, like, "Hey, let's go shoot this thing now that we've got the time to do it." And he was totally cool with everything.
Yeah.
And we saw some of the, there was some pretty sweet footage of the footage I did see of like Nick crowd surfing and other people crowd surfing, like slow motion headbanging.
Wait, you saw footage of that?
I saw, yeah. Yeah, dude, you got a nasty, nasty tear in your pants. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that may have happened like a month before that shoot, even.
Yeah, but it was good. I think it's going to come out real well. If the story stuff comes out kind of cheesy, like, that's the point, I think. So,
yeah,
it'll be good.
Yeah.
And, of course, thank you to PDP Productions, that being me.
Yeah.
Thanks, Brian.
Now, well...
Sound was good. Lights were good.
Yeah, we did sound and lights. Thanks to my dad. Thanks to Drew. Thanks to Sam. Thanks they came out and helped out early on. And
Erica,
of course.
Mm. She thought I wore eyeliner.
Couldn't.
You did.
Yeah, you did.
You don't remember?
I did.
Oh.
Couldn't have done that.
Anybody
any
would
them,
notice, though.
Somebody was holding a staple gun upside down.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
There's a chance we were using a staple gun and we had just picked it up and we were like, "What? It's not coming out." And I may have held it and tried to figure it out and clicked it and then it went into my fingers because I was holding it upside down. But considering I stapled gunned myself, that was pretty good. Like it came out pretty optimally. I don't play guitar at shows and I just bled for a bit and that was it.
When I realized what had happened, I was like, oh shit. But you know, as soon as he did, it's like, oh god, I just staple myself.
Staple gunned my own hand. Feels delightful.
Ooh, golly.
Just stung for a bit. I was okay.
Stings.
Don't worry, everyone. I made it through.
Mm.
It's okay.
Well, speaking of making it through.
What?
Next topic.
What does that mean, make it through? Like, how does that butt up against us?
It
happened to the worst of us.
Tom quit the band.
That was a horrible... segue. I can't think of the word. Yeah, segue. I was going to say a joiner, and that's not a thing.
I mean, that
you didn't
is
like
a
it? Yeah, I thought that was a decent segue.
It was okay. I just didn't get it.
Tom
so it's my deficiency.
Segue.
I decided this at the end of the tour where I realized like I'm not having fun with this anymore.
Oh, come on.
I can explain it again, but I just mean like in general the overall output of fun quotient is under like my
I want to see charts and graphs of the fun quotient.
Yeah, the fun quotient, like, you know, it was in the red and I realized it's time to call this, and I've thought about it for a bit and I came out with it very like loosely and sloppily, like, yeah, I think it might be time to call it. Like, everybody's kind of known this was coming. I've been a complainer about stuff like that. I try to keep it to myself, but honestly, Brian, your phone is light is on.
Oh, come on.
Oh, it is. Cool. Keep talking.
In the words of Nick when he's drunk, don't you shine that light at me.
Wait, did I actually?
Yeah, you said that.
Tell us the story.
Well, that was the night of the video shoot. You guys were drunk on the bus, and we had just pulled into the driveway, and you didn't want to move, and me and Jameson were like, okay, you guys got to go in. You're going to freeze to death out here. And you were like, no, we're just staying out here. And I shone my light on the ground, and some of it got on your legs, and you were like, don't you shine that light at me.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Either way, when you, like you said, you kind of brought it up nonchalantly when... At the end of that tour, we were like stopping to get some breakfast and
Rutherford Pancake House.
A little bit of backstory to this: everyone was getting kind of sick, including me, and I needed a little Robitussin that we had on the bus. This Robitussin been sitting there for a long time, and
since
I think
July.
That it's separated a little bit, and all the good stuff just kind of clumped up, and I got that clump.
I think was it who else? Me, you. Brian,
I was all in the Robitussin, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we were all kind of...
We all got clumped up, high dosages of Robitussin, and I was feeling awfully weird when that news hit me.
Yeah, oh man.
Yeah, it was weird.
Yeah, we were all on the tail end of being sick, and it was just like, ugh.
Yeah, I felt awful, and I just been screaming. My voice was all shot, and my head was all banged out. It's hard to explain it to people that enjoy doing this. Like, I only really got into this because it was like a cool vanity thing, and it was I had the illusion that everybody has, which is that, you know, if you're doing live metal at a show, you're famous and you're making money, and like I slowly learned that everybody's shit in this game, and it's fun because I like hanging around with these dudes, but other than that, like it was a long slow burn of like, I think I don't like this. I'm going to keep fighting it, and I would go through tours and everything and hang around at shows, and I'm trying not to like spill out the sob story for you again, but like in the end, like it's not for me, it's for you guys, and that's awesome, and you guys rock on, keep doing it, and I'm so happy to be out. Honestly, like people have been writing me like, hey, I saw what you wrote and it just made me really sad. I'm sorry that you had to make that choice. And I was like, I'm not sorry at all, dude. I'm having the best time right now. Like, like, honestly, the feeling of not having to do this anymore, like, I didn't realize that was a dread that was, like, hanging over me. And I feel free of it now. I honestly feel free. Like, I left a, like, not to put Lich King down, but, like, I left a bad job. Like, I walked away and I'm free now.
But this is the like the touring aspect.
Yeah, the touring and live shows, like it's the live stuff. If we never played a live show, I'd be pretty happy. Just hanging out and like making music. I mean, it's awesome when you're doing the show for that half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever, when people are like moving around and you get to see people like screaming your own lyrics back at you. That's pretty fun. Everything around that is like this horrible, horrible deadness.
Rot session.
Yeah, I don't care for it. I can't make it through. And I encourage anyone that enjoys it to keep doing it, but like it's not for me.
Yeah, big disclaimer here. That is not the shared view of the rest of the members' band. I have such a great time at shows. You know, I'm drinking with all these new people and meeting them, and they're cool. And
yeah,
it's fun
hanging out with you guys on the road, seeing all these places.
I'm totally down to sacrifice my life to be in a band and stuff. And Tom, what if there's a big show in Europe or something?
No,
you're supposed to say the.
Yeah, but it's been a week since then.
Yeah, it's not funny.
No, but like
it's not funny no more.
Like what I told Vic Stone of Vindicator when he talked to me about it, I said my regret quotient is holding steady at 6%, and I think since then it's gone down a little bit. Like I think now if you offered me a big show in Europe, I'd be like, maybe let's talk about it. Like I'm now moving even further away. Like in time, maybe I'll come to miss it. I'm gonna miss hanging around on tour and like joking and going to rest stops. That sounds weird.
Yeah. That's like the worst time.
That's the worst time.
No, that's the best time for me when we're just kind of like hanging around during the day and like just driving across some weird state.
Oh, that's that's. I mean, that I like the traveling part.
I hate the rest stops.
Oh God, I hate. Yeah, I never want to go to another rest stop again.
No, I love it. Like that's the good stuff to me. And then you get to the
when we park in town and like where it's more not homey in any way, but like more going around rather than like a Loves in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, I like checking out the cities. Like if it, obviously there's some days that are like, well, there's fucking nothing around here, but you know, I like especially Canada. Canada was always good. Like,
yeah,
we're in the middle of Montreal. Let's go wander around and check stuff out. Like I love doing that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's always one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. On the topic of Tom leaving, we're looking for a lead singer.
Yeah. The band is not falling apart, contrary to some people's like weird doomsday things. Like, Lich King's done. It's like, no, that's not what we said.
Yeah,
Rob and Tom are out. I'm selling my CD.
Cashing in my stock.
Yeah.
Tom will still be writing. He's going to be helping doing the social media stuff.
Tom's still in the
humor
band.
Up.
Nobody.
Yeah, but, Tom's still in the band.
Still very much involved.
No, he's
we
still.
Need a vocalist to come on tour, record, yell at people, do all that cool stuff. And somewhere we have, I don't know where, somewhere we have some like vocalist tracks.
Go to our Facebook. There's a whole post about it. I'm gonna keep reposting it like every goddamn day because
it explains to you how you can audition.
Yes,
get in touch with us. We need you to have a really good yelling voice like this.
Yeehaw! Perfect.
That's great.
But I mean, like I said, the band's not going anywhere. We're still gonna be, you know, doing shit.
We're still gonna be the same
while they're doing shit. It's gonna be laughing from home.
You know,
comfortable.
Everybody's like freaking out because like, oh, the vocalist is gone. They're never gonna be the same band. Exodus has changed vocalists like 18 times.
Yeah, like, always for the worse.
Yeah. Well, what?
I don't know what I'm saying.
What are you talking about?
I'm just being stupid.
I like Dukes and I like Zetro.
I'm not actually saying that. I just threw that out there.
It was a dumb gag. I know.
I apologize.
Yeah. Although you might see Tom driving the bus and unloading all of our equipment, he is not in the band.
I will be behind the merch table just like looking the same amount of sad as I ever did.
Oh, man.
But at least I don't have to scream.
Ignoring people.
I'll never have to work with one of those damn microphone stands like this. The boom stands.
Mm. Hey, you got a technical term.
Yeah.
It's called a wedge.
So I do want to say that, like, yeah, whoever's out there like, oh, Lich King's done, blah, 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 shut up. You're wrong.
Yeah.
Stop
Brian's
it.
Brian's going to come to your house.
I want to come to your house and kick your fucking
straight.
Ass.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to play a show in your house.
On your face.
And I'm going to take a dump on your bed and make you sleep in it. No, that's too far. That's way too far. I think I took that too far.
No, I was just waiting.
No, but seriously, you know, no offense to Tom here.
What?
What? But,
who?
You better watch your steps.
I'm just saying, this having us looking for a different vocalist might actually mean we get to tour more now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So, like, that, yeah. There are things on the horizon, very good things on the horizon that we've never done before.
Horizon.
Places we've never been before.
Yeah.
That
whole continents.
Whole continents that are other places that aren't America that we are eagerly looking forward to traveling and playing.
Mm. And finally, I can listen to tour plans without, like, getting all stressed about it. I can just sit there and, like lock my fingers over my head and just go, ah, man. They're talking about plane tickets, and I'm just sitting here like, what's for dinner tomorrow?
Mm.
Not my problem. Go to hell. None of that really made sense, but it's just so relaxing.
Yeah.
Again, that's just me
that's
expressing
just
my opinions.
That's just Tom hating being in a band.
Yes. It's not for me. Not my cup of things.
No, that's perfectly fair. Like, you know, it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I guess maybe before I had some slight resentment when you first quit, and then I'm like, no, you know what? It's not for everybody. Not I was like, God damn it, Tom, just do stuff.
No, I would totally get resentment. Like, yeah. Like I would understand.
I was like, you motherfucker. Like, just do it. But no, it's if you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But we do need a vocalist. So the search has begun. Go to our Facebook. I'll probably make some sort of web link or some shit for directing people to the to the vocal. We put up a bunch of karaoke tracks, basically. If you want to be our vocalist, go record yourself singing over top of those.
Yeah.
Send it to us. And then you could live on a bus with us for a couple months and go play shows all over the world.
We've gotten some very good submissions.
Yeah, we had some great submissions from a certain guy, David. Plays in some band.
Can't you play that? Because you're playing through iTunes, right?
Yeah, I might be able to. I could play that. Let me see if I can.
You could just give people like a little taste of. Yeah. Brian's just going to give us a little taste of David.
Let me see if I can keep. Yeah.
So
guys, keep talking.
That, on the topic of the video shoot, I didn't thank Laura Rizzo, who helped me make the fake blood that we didn't use, which is still in my trunk. I got to do something with that.
Can we use it for something else?
We could. What do you want to do?
When I first got onto the bus, I saw pantyhose and Jell-O, and I was like, man, today is going to be fun.
We didn't use either of those things.
And then I realized you were using it fake blood.
Don't play the whole thing. Just
yeah. We got a great audition for Ed 209. Let's see if I can find it.
Yeah. This is David. Are you ready for this? Well, it's not coming in yet.
I'm going to let it build up here.
But surely you will get excited because it's going to be great. It's
probably one of the best.
Mm. Oh, I'm so excited.
Here we come.
Get ready.
Oh, wow.
And there you have it.
Somebody actually took the time to send that to us. We had another great audition. Should I play the other one real quick?
The real one?
No, the other one.
I don't know.
Hold on, I'll just play the last one. Here.
Off to Neverland.
Well done, sir.
There we go. I think the beginning of this, hold on.
Over there in Norway, the church is up or down. Let's go dress as goblins and get painted like a clown.
There you go. You get the idea. That was the audition. Very
Thanks.
Funny.
Thanks, Harrison.
You recorded the wrong song with the wrong lyrics. That was hilarious.
Mm.
Tom, what a jokester.
That second one had Tom almost on the floor.
Because we were all waiting through, like, Ed 209's got like a minute buildup, and you're just waiting for the... Like, oh, what's this guy going to sound like? This is the first audition that's come in, and the Disturbed guy comes out, and I laughed pretty hard.
That was good.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. So whenever somebody wants to do a serious audition, Feel free, feel free to go ahead and do that.
If you want to be the mama, please send in send in a
in jokes
thing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nobody knows.
Jameson and Jim Beam and beer for Mike.
And beer.
Mike, sing that song you did when we were eating.
Who needs marinara when you got blue cheese? I got mozzarella's.
Mozzarella
sticks.
Mozzarella. Hey,
mozzarella.
The lady at the restaurant said mutz too. So
you mutz on mate. It's all mutz to me.
Huh?
Is that
what?
What's the giant animal? All right, but anyway. With the antlers. Is that a mus? Is that a mus?
That's a
bad jokes.
That's a mimosa, man.
Tom, I'm cutting every one of those out. I'm gonna scour through the whole podcast and delete all every right. instance of that.
Even this one.
Yes.
I got mozzarella sticks. I'm only saying that because I'm here. And then I was like, I don't remember how the tune goes. It's pretty much saying that
they gave me marinara, but
marinara.
I'm gonna
give me
use
marinara,
blue cheese.
But I got blue cheese.
But I'm using blue cheese. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay. But I'm using
whatever.
Blue cheese.
It's important, Brian.
No
lyrics are important.
Yeah, that's why you changed the Combat Mosh lyrics twice. It never changed them in the actual
drink
file.
Windex and
damn it.
We gave everybody all the wrong words now. Congratulations.
Yeah. I need a beer, but
murder
I don't,
in
I don't
that
want
triangle
a ginger
pit.
Beer.
So we're recording a new album. Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Do
I mean,
we?
We've been recording a new album for like
right,
3
right.
years now.
So the music video is for a song on the new album, right?
It doesn't have a name.
Should I say that? Yeah, I can say that. Okay, yeah, it doesn't have a name.
It's called Song 18.
It does have a name.
It doesn't have a name. It
has
called
a very
Song
good
18.
Name.
It's called.
We'll leave that decision up to people
loves.
In the band.
Boom. Yeah.
The lazy loves.
Thank you, Joe. We'll leave that decision up to people actually in the band.
It's called Please Pass the Marinara. Wait, marmalade. Shit.
Marmalade.
No, marinara.
Damn it.
Please pass the marinara, please but I'm going to use blue cheese.
Yeah.
It's a good title.
That's the new title of
working
the song.
Working title.
On tour, I would announce it as Please Pass the Marmalade and make Joe laugh, and he could barely play the song.
It was great. Yep. It was so good. And then all the lyrics,
yeah.
The stuff about marmalade and
marmalade.
Toast. And
I don't want any jelly. I don't want any Smuckers. Pass marmalade. Give me that, Joe.
Stop worrying about the marmalade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It sure is.
Why don't you say that out further away from the mic? Mike's eating the mic stand.
Is that cannibalism?
It's standalism.
I'm leaving that one in because that was bad.
You're leaving them all in.
No. Yep. I'm going to edit all of them out and replace them with you.
Me?
You. Making other noises. I don't know. You got what I need.
Yo, Nick, grab me a slammer.
So what else?
After this, I believe we're gonna try to show Mike the room.
Oh, we're gonna watch the room.
We're gonna watch the room tonight.
Go home
we're gonna
and
roach
die.
The room.
It's gonna be great because Mike hasn't seen it and he doesn't know what to expect. Except I showed him the doggy scene in the flower shop.
Oh, hi, doggy.
Yeah. So
you're my favorite customer.
Yeah. How
here
much
go.
Is it?
Keep
here you
change.
Go. Bye.
Oh, hi,
I'm
doggy.
Ready to watch it.
I love the way he says, how much is it? And she starts to tell him, and he's like, here you go, keep the change. So it didn't matter at all how much money it was, because he didn't care. It was just a pleasantry to him.
He just had so much money, he just gave her a $100 bill.
Yeah, like, yeah. And that's why he's her favorite customer.
That one scene makes me want to watch it.
Oh,
you
God.
Can't.
The sex scene.
There's two of them in very short succession.
Hey, spoiler alert,
sorry.
Mike's right here.
Whatever.
He's gonna
Mike's
be like,
drunk.
Oh,
he
the sex
hear
scene. I heard about this from Brian.
Nope.
I'm wearing headphones.
You already
I can't
showed
hear
him
you guys.
A scene.
Yeah.
It's already ruined the whole
I can't
movie.
Hear you. I'm wearing
it's
headphones.
It's gonna be great. You have never seen such a hot sex scene.
Oh, God. Yeah.
The grapefruit.
Fucker right in the hip.
The grapefruit.
Okay. Mm. Hey, we got to do some Patreon shit, right?
Yeah.
What are we giving away today? What's going
to
happen?
Do. I've got a thing to give to someone. It's
I
in
like
my car.
Song. Is it a thing?
Thing.
Well, we got to give something else, like a real thing
oh,
away.
Well,
too.
They can have a real thing also, so they don't feel ripped off. We'll just choose a name at random.
We got to like pick a. We got to do it real random, like super random.
Could I give the lyrics that I recorded? I quit to.
Yeah, we could give away the I like the lyric sheet. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that I actually used when I was
the handwritten lyric sheet.
Well, it's
not handwritten.
That's the joke.
Tom's going to draw you a nice picture.
How do I figure out who's... Nope, that's the
I will give my unused Lich King pint glass to someone that matches my bass tone on I Quit.
Yeah, whatever he said.
Sorry, I keep forgetting to pull the mic away, and I'm turning my head away from it.
You like, fucking dick. Hey,
like
should
the
we
chocolate rain guy?
We gotta should we thank our Patreon people real quick here?
No, screw them. Thanks for being suckers.
Nah, we should thank them all by name. Ready?
All of
yay!
Them.
Somebody go.
Put it on the big screen.
Oh, I can't put it on the big screen.
Well, you read them all off then. We don't need to read them off in parts.
Ready? Go.
Jameson Hunt, you son of a bitch! I love you,
Jameson. Quick interjection here. Jameson came out to the video shoot, drove all the way out and from, what is he? Michigan? Michigan, yes.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
And hung out. We hung out with him for the weekend.
Love Jameson.
Came up and played a song with us. We love Jameson. He's an awesome guy. This guy, somebody say his name.
Josh Weaver.
Somebody say this guy's name.
Anthony.
Somebody say his name.
Don Merla.
Merla.
Nailed it.
Somebody say his name.
Dongle Westbrook.
Dongle Westbrook. Dad.
Dangle.
Chris Skelp. Thank you, Chris Skelp.
Chris Skelp.
Ooh, Adam. Adam Dillard.
I love that.
Dillard.
Dillard.
How do you say that?
Dillard.
Dillard.
No fucking way.
Yes.
This whole time.
Yes.
Adam. You really thought it was Dillard?
Dillard.
Yeah,
oh, God.
Dillard.
That doesn't make sense.
It does look like Dillard. I just kind of...
It's like Delaware, but Reed at the end.
Yeah. Adam, we're so sorry.
Yes. Adam, we're sorry.
Whatever, man.
Joe, he's been coming to our shows for like 8,000 years.
I've never had to address him by his last name.
It's true. I just call him Adam.
He's in the...
But, yeah.
He took a lot of lovely pictures of
us. He came out to the video shoot and, yes, took a bunch of awesome pictures. Thank you, Adam.
He posts pictures on our walls like every day of ours.
This guy, Gerard, don't know your last name, but thank you.
Somebody?
Honeydew Wilkins. Thank you very much for contributing to Patreon. Who's this guy? What's this guy's name right here?
Jacob Williams.
Who's this guy? What's... Okay. Yeah.
Jake.
And then we got who's Tim Thomas. Thank you, Tim Thomas. And this guy.
Earl Death Pit Gilmore.
Yeah.
Who only from gives $1.
Only $1. What a dick.
What a death pit.
Don't break yourself.
Dick.
What a death dick.
Careful.
What a pit of death.
The band Death Pit is from.
Yes.
He is from that band.
It's a band.
He is from that band. That ham.
Ham.
That's how he earns his $1 to give to us.
Thank you very much. Okay, here. Hold on. We got to pick everybody above a certain amount. We got to pick.
They get mailed a ham.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. People have a chance to win some Lich King thing.
Yay.
A Lich King ham.
Roll 1d9.
What are we giving away first? What are we going to do? A CD, a shirt, something?
I don't know.
Copy
maybe
a do-over?
Ninja Turtle sunglasses.
I need those.
Are we giving away like actual merch or just crap lying around?
We got to give... Okay, it says...
An extra bus key.
This is what... This is what our Patreon says. We will pick one patron at this tier and above per month and give away a free CD, shirt, or other Lich King goodie. Along with some random thing we find in Brian's basement.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so that's both.
You want to do a CD? You want to give away a CD today?
Sure. Yeah.
You want to do that?
I feel like...
CD and a lyric sheet.
Adam...
CD and a lyric sheet. I like
that. Are we just picking...
No, we got to pick it randomly. It says... All right. I guess it does say we will pick one patron. We can do it any way we want.
Mm.
It's the spirit is randomly,
the spirit
though.
Is
come
random,
on.
But we could pick somebody's name and just give them something.
Yeah, the
whatever.
Random spirit, Adam.
Just roll 1d9.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to roll 1d9. Does
what
Google
the
do
hell
this?
What does that mean?
That means you roll a 9-sided
really?
Die, and it's a random
I'm
result.
I'm going to roll dice
online.
One dice online. Should we do one roll?
Yeah, one roll.
Okay.
Random
a 9. Number between
here we go.
One and
here's
five.
The number. 1 and 9. 2. The answer is that 2. Which means
Anthony.
No, you missed the top guy. Sorry, no, he counts. Too.
You get nothing, Anthony.
Anthony, you get
fuck
nothing.
You, Anthony.
Josh Weaver, you won some sort of Lich King thing.
Josh Weaver.
Josh Weaver, whatever you're, whoever
whoops.
You are.
Oh,
We will email you on... Oh, stop. I swear to God.
Nope. No,
I'm
going to
send this message right now. Ready? Josh Weaver, you have won a Lich King CD and drawn on today's episode of Podcast Mosh.
That's a good one.
We will mail it out August 2017.
Send us your send us your mailing address and your social security number.
Really?
Send us your mailing address and pick from one of the following. Do-over. World Gone Dead.
I wish
Gone
I were dead.
Dead or Born of the Bomb. This message was successfully sent. Okay, took care of that.
Yay, Josh
Good.
Weaver.
We Congratulations, Josh Weaver.
We have fulfilled our contractual obligations on Patreon. Although we have to do a Google Hangout with people at some point.
Yeah, we should do that.
Yeah, we'll have to schedule that.
Google Hangout.
Let's schedule that and do a live one sometime soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Schmoogle Bang Out.
Schmoogle Bang Out.
Schmoogle Bang Out.
A Google Hangout's better than actually associating in person with people.
Yeah.
People better than a real life hangout.
When I'm around other people, I feel like this. I want to go and get out of there.
Why is that happening?
I like to get on Xbox and just hang out
Freak
with you
out.
Guys and just talk.
I
want to
do
other stuff.
We need to do another like big Minecraft night. I would love to do that. The first Minecraft night we have like 50 people.
We'll
got
do it
nuts.
When we find a singer.
That was one of the worst square people games I've ever played in my life. Like,
that's a good game.
I remember me, you, and Joe played it.
Yeah, we tried.
Wasn't
it.
Me.
It was no
it was me.
It was
and
us,
Nick.
Us three. We tried. Yeah. We played it pretty drunk one night here
that's
on the
probably
Xbox.
Why I hated it.
Mike drowned immediately and then got eaten by a spider. Like in the first 5 minutes of the game.
It's just like
me and Nick were building a house, and then Mike wanders off. Gets fucked by a spider and then drowns. That's exactly what happened. Spider fucked you, and then you came back to life, and then you ran into the ocean and stayed there.
How do I build this? Punch a tree.
Yeah, that's how it works.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Built a structure.
But I want to do another Minecraft night.
No.
And I want to try to get like a Steam gaming night at
Maybe
some
you
point.
Get
like, GTA I don't know what,
5.
GTA
we'll
5 for the PC.
Nope.
Yes.
We're three of us already have it on
You're
Xbox.
You're all fucking wrong.
Yeah,
you
Xbox
get a
One.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy another shitty console for
Xbox
no reason.
Xbox One, the official console of Lich King.
The official console of horseshit.
The official platform
PC
for gaming.
PC is so suburban.
That doesn't even mean anything.
So suburban.
You're just making up adjectives.
You gotta get on with. You gotta get on our street level.
I would love to do like a Steam gaming night if we could get a bunch of people playing some like weird like first person shooter or something. Get like 40 people in a game.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
I miss so having warm. The game nights.
Yeah.
Even though I hate them when they're going on because people are always just yelling and there's always that one dude that's not too in the middle but he just came in because his friend was playing.
And he won't shut the fuck up.
He won't shut up. He's like, "Hey, did you go to school today? What are you doing hanging out with some gays?"
Spitfire 66.
The rest of us are just waiting for him to shut up. And
Frozen Ninja XX.
Yeah.
That guy. Stop
69420,
games.
Lol.
Yeah. Why is this happening?
Here's one like passing by, like it's driving by you really quick.
Oh. There's a guy running by really quickly.
This is the worst podcast ever made.
I guess you're not familiar with.
You are giving us money to do this. It's the Wilhelm scream.
Oh wait, not that one.
For the love of God.
What else you got?
This one, I don't know what this is. It's called Uncle Nick.
Oh. What the hell?
That's a little creepy.
Oh, let's hear that again.
Oh, that's the creepiest shit, especially since it's called Uncle Nick.
Yeah, it's your name.
If it were called like Aunt Matilda, that wouldn't be that creepy at all.
Oh, God. Are we done?
No.
Never.
I mean, we're devolving into shit here.
No, we're not. This
let's
is entertaining.
Kill it while we're ahead.
Brian...
Kind of like Tom.
Kill
this is quitting the band.
Dead.
People haven't had a good podcast mosh in a month and a half, and you want to take this away from them.
We've got a good one right now. If we keep going.
If we keep going, it's going to get better and stronger.
Kill it while it's dead.
Nope.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello.
Portal, are you coming back?
I imagine they would make Portal 3.
Ham.
You know what? This opens up a good segue for video games.
Video games. We could play video games, but Nick hates them all.
Yeah, but we got Mike, so now we've got four people against.
All right, what's everybody playing?
Far
right
Cry
now?
4, GTA 5. I need blue cheese, not marinara.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the new Batman, and in the meantime, I don't really have much.
I am currently playing South Park: The Stick of Truth.
Oh, you like that?
It's really good.
Yeah, isn't it good?
It's it's pretty pretty simple, but the gameplay is fun and the whole universe is really well crafted. It feels like I'm playing in a really long episode of South Park, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah. Did you like when you had to put in input your name?
Yes. Yep. Yep.
I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, they do a lot of good, like breaking the fourth wall with the game side of things.
Yeah,
the best South Park game is Chef's Love Shack.
I never played. That was N64,
heard of it?
Right? Yeah, I've heard of it.
No,
yeah,
it was a PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have that game, so it was best.
Good.
Yeah. The South Park racing game was really good too. It was like Crash Team Racing, but it was all South Park.
Crash Bandicoot. The racing games.
Oh, yeah.
So good.
CTR was great. Crash Team Racing.
Awesome.
I love just Crash Bandicoot. Regular.
It was good stuff.
You just call it Bandicoot.
I love just Crash Bandicoot.
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 Bandicrap. So I'm playing that. I'm trying to catch up on Assassin's Creed.
I have been playing the new Assassin's Creed, actually.
The new one?
Yeah, the Pyro.
Have you played
one?
Have you played any of the old ones? Or?
Yeah, I played the first one. My roommate just got a Xbox One, so yeah, I've been playing the kind of on and off.
Playing
the new Black Flag. Nick. But it's cool. It's Pyro One. You get to drive the pirate trip around, ship around. Pyro trip. Yeah,
that's my favorite thrash.
You buy weapons for it, which is sick. So you get to like mortar people, or you shoot cannons at them. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm way behind in that. I've only played one and two. Sorry,
that's okay.
I'm on Brotherhood now. I have Revelation still to play. I have three Assassin's Creed games that I haven't played.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I gotta get through them.
I got them for free, but I never played them yet.
Yeah.
They made it yearly, sort of.
And it's like, God damn it, slow down. Just make better games.
They just want money.
Annualized franchises are just kind of
worst.
Shitty. That was when like Rock Band started doing that and putting out like separate band rock bands. I was like, no,
Guitar Hero.
You mean Guitar Hero did that?
Well, Rock Band annualized.
Rock Band did sort of.
Yeah, you're right. Though it was mostly Guitar Hero, but like
Guitar
Rock Band had
Aerosmith, Guitar Hero Metallica,
Rock Band,
Guitar Hero
Beatles,
Van Halen,
Rock Band, whatever else there was.
They did Green Day. That was kind of a bad idea. The Beatles one was actually cool because they did it right. But the Beatles were also boring to play in Rock
Band. Yeah, that one was not fun to play.
Yeah.
The intro was fantastic. That's about it.
Yeah.
So, Nick, you have your roommate has an Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Would you have any interest in jumping in on the game nights?
God damn it.
Ooh. Because me, Mike, and Tom play GTA 5 together, and it's the greatest thing that's ever happened.
When we play
Are you guys, are you guys on the...
Heists don't work for anybody.
No, we're not. Yeah, it's all Xbox
One. Is everyone on Xbox One?
Yeah.
No.
I don't know if he has GTA for
he
Xbox
should.
One. He
no.
he has it for
PC,
Xbox 360.
Like, yeah, it
doesn't I have it for the 360. Too.
You could actually, you know what? He does have it for Xbox One.
Yeah.
Maybe
there
I should jump on the game nights.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
Does anybody have an Xbox One I can borrow?
Okay.
God damn it.
Keep on talking over everyone, Brian.
I'm going to.
That is your like MO on the podcast.
It is.
You don't want to play an Xbox One.
I'm sorry. I'll let you talk.
I don't.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
I got one. I got something. It's related to you getting an Xbox One.
I'm not getting an Xbox One.
If you trade in an old 360,
I'm not trading
you can
my
get one for $225 at GameStop.
Brian, do that.
No. I'm not trading my 360. I still have like 8
You have
games
like
on
four 360s.
I have three.
Three.
I'm still not paying $225 for a console.
$225. That's less
you
than
should.
A Wii U.
I have no money, and I'd rather buy a Wii U because it's better.
Nobody plays Wii U.
Nobody plays Wii U.
Except for... Except Scott Doe.
Yeah.
And 5-year-olds.
Come on.
Anyway, point being, I can not buy the Xbox One and still play all the games I want to play by not buying an Xbox One.
Except
for the new Halo.
Scott Doe is
an
adorable creature.
Sunset Overdrive.
Don't care.
Hey, Scott Doe isn't the only one. There's always Chris Atomic Thrasher.
Oh.
They're both adorable creatures.
One less so.
sorry.
Now you're wondering which. Which one is it?
Yeah, I'm actually like comparing their unfavorable traits, and they're just lining up.
Oh, one's definitely on top of that trait tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Trait tree?
Yeah. But which one will it be?
Trait tree.
One of them.
Find out in the next episode of Podcast Mosh.
Trait tree.
That was the wrong sound.
Video game corner?
No, more video games.
It's worth it if you blow 500 on a one and just freak out.
No.
Just do it, Brian. No.
Do it.
Just, you want to be happy. We all want you to be happy.
Buy
you can
and
give
then
me $500 and I will do it.
Scream in the middle of GameStop while you're buying.
We'll go with you. We'll all go with you and hold your hand as you get one.
I'm not buying an Xbox One for two.
That
years.
Is a deal of a lifetime. We'll go with you when you buy it.
We'll hold your hand. We will make sure everything's okay. We'll come home and we'll set it up for you while you sit there fidgeting on the couch,
not buying
trembling
one.
In excitement.
I will buy one when it's $100.
If you want, the 360 isn't $100.
Exactly.
If you want Brian to get an Xbox One so he can play with us, contribute to the Patreon.
Actually,
just send me $500.
I'm pretty sure the arcade 360 is $100, where there's like a 10...
4 gigabyte.
I have one of the... Yeah, I have
four gigi.
Gigi.
That's almost worth it to get that for the extra controller.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
You can get a controller for $100.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's not almost worth it, but it's $40 of being...
Yeah.
Oh, no, 50.
I have no money. I can't invest in a console when I can play games.
Speaking already. Of money, you know what's awesome about quitting the band?
Not having any money?
Well, that was what was
Thrash
awful about being in the
is.
Band.
Yeah.
And then I quit the band, and within 2 days, I got two or three jobs rolling in with, like, a lot of money.
How does that...
It's unrelated to,
it's
you,
unrelated
quitting
to you quitting
it's
the
unrelated,
band.
It's unrelated, but it's all tied together.
No, no.
Because it's all part of, like, yes, you made the right choice. Here's the universe patting your bum a little bit.
We've been waiting for
you. Nick's playing guitar. It's time to quit the podcast.
That's Nick's signal to me to stop talking.
Do you care to
tell us about this? This is for you to, like, you know tell about how great things are for you now that you left us.
Play me something nice and I'll make it like an old timey.
You gotta put the mic on the guitar then. Yeah, there you go.
Long ago, I was in a band. I wasn't entirely happy and I left. That week, the money flowed in. Oh, I know this song now.
I quit the band.
Now I can't do that voice for it.
Did you know my name?
I need some money.
If I saw it in heaven.
As long as you don't
this
get...
This is not the this greatest
is how
song
we do
in
it.
The world.
As long as you don't get Halford to sing this. Can we talk about that? The Halford Dio cover?
No.
Did we talk about that?
No.
Is this going to get back to him?
Okay, yeah. That was, okay, all right. So, that was a Dio song.
I missed
Thank
this.
You, Tom,
what
for
happened?
Getting that. That was last in line. Yeah, okay, so the Dio tribute album. Great idea.
Yeah, lovely idea.
But
it'll be
did
boring.
They just okay, so they put Halford in there to cover
Man on the Silver Mountain.
That's right.
Which
that's
is a great song.
Great song.
Terrible.
It's like they told him to just half ass it.
Yeah. Like, you know what? How you can like hit like up here? You just need to hit like two octaves down, like just you're fine.
Guys, this isn't a metal podcast.
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's supposed to be about video games.
I'm keeping it on topic.
It's supposed to be about me talking over everyone and video games.
So. And also, sound effects.
Dio sucks.
What?
Wow.
Whoa.
What, Mike?
Whoa.
Mike just quit the band.
Mike just, yeah.
Mike just changed the whole podcast. What's going on?
Twatcast?
It was topic and podcast, and it changed mid-word.
Turned into a twatcast.
Some songs are boring, and I need the beat. I need some songs with some fascinating beats.
You just write beats.
I meant
could
feets.
Have said heat.
Feats.
Teats.
Keep going.
Sheets.
That's what I
said. That was like a whole thing. I gotta wait to repeat.
All we are is dust in the wind. All we are is Dio in the wind.
It makes me wonder.
I'm lost. I don't know where to start.
So what's your problem with Dio, you idiot? You can't like Dio?
Mike's just staring and not answering.
I thought your problem was with Sabbath.
It's with everything. No, I like Sabbath. It's just it's not my go-to thing. Like, man, feeling energized. Let me throw on some Sabbath to sleep to. It's like I like some like skull pounding stuff.
Yeah,
24/7.
Give you good skull pounding.
Mike's a guy that doesn't like if he likes metal, he likes it all as hard and loud as possible all the time. He doesn't like the mid stuff, like the 1982, like the guys that were just kind of not as hard as possible.
I love Judas Priest though. Like, I mean, like late 70s, like.
But yeah, Judas Priest hit that. Like, I'm talking about like.
Yeah, like I love speed metal. I don't like slow, doomy stuff. I love like speed metal. I love just like thrash. I just love fast death metal. Like, I just love like skull pounding, like adrenaline rushed thrash and music. That's just like my favorite, like goosebumped. I don't get goosebumps from listening to Black Sabbath or
Dio.
Shit. Nah. I mean, like, I love all kinds of music except for, like, some bullshit. But I love AC/DC and, like, CCR and shit. And, like, that's, like, cool and stuff. I love Sabbath, but, like, most, like, 85 to 90% of the time, it needs to be, like, skull pounding. Like, hell.
Skull pounding. Like this.
Yeah. Yeah. No. That needs to be it.
Yeah. Like any opportunity to press a button.
But I love like all kinds of music. It just depends on what mood I'm in, and most of the time I'm in the skull pounding mood, so it's like I don't know.
You're missing out, man.
No, I've heard it all. I've heard it all.
All of it.
It's just, I own a Dio CD. Haven't listened to it.
I've heard all of it. Haven't listened to it. I don't know.
Nah, I know it. Some bullshit.
I would like if Dio came along like 10 years later and like became the savior of metal when it really needed it, you know?
Mm-hmm. He would have been there.
Yeah. Like he was great and he was great for his time, but like I think he was a little ahead of his time when people didn't know what to do with him. And he kind of, I don't want to say he wasted his talent, but like if he had a real songwriter like Ozzy did to put his talents behind, he could have. That's awful that I said if he had a real songwriter.
Yeah.
That's not what I meant. What do I mean? I mean, like, if we could have gotten him on, like, actual real, like, Judas Priest-y metal songs, it would have been a very different career.
Like, and I hate these, like, like, I'm so metal and I march with thee, I part thee steel seas. Like, I hate, like, I fucking hate that so much.
Yeah. I think you guys need to dig a little more. Like, the Rainbow stuff is some fucking good rock and roll songs.
Fuck Rainbow! No, I'm kidding. I've never really, like, got into that. I'll down to listen. Like,
but I do see Rainbow. What you're saying.
I'm Knights of Armor and I'm made
of
steel.
Like, that those songs are bad. I just mean, like, they're not especially metal. Mm. Like, I would love to hear him on a really metal song. Because, you know, obviously his voice was classic. Yeah, I apologize. Send all your angry emails about Dio's songwriting to nick@lichkingmetal.com.
Nah. Yeah.
Gone too soon.
Yeah. That was, like, one of the few celebrity deaths that, I know I'm not saying much, that, like, really saddened me. And, like, I was actually affected. And, like, everybody else on Facebook that day was like, oh, man. And people I didn't even know liked metal or hard rock at all were like, oh, Dio died. It was a strange day. It was sad, but it was good to, you know, see everybody so affected.
Remember that time we learned Neon Nights and that other song?
Oh yeah,
Stand Up and Shout.
We were gonna play that for a Dio tribute show.
Those covers were so good,
and that show never happened.
Ugh, I was mad. I was really excited about those.
Yeah. I was so good as Dio voice.
Can you give us a little sample?
In Stand Up and Shout, I would go Stand Up and Shout.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
Knights of Shining Armor.
I think we should have Mike do
one of the land.
Neon Knights is an awesome song.
My kneecaps are made of steel and my arms of mane of ham.
I was wondering, can he pull it around to a rhyme? We got an amp sound.
Mike's real good at those. We found that out that night that me and Nick, him and Nick came over my house. And he was just sitting there like,
stop.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Okay. No, we need a two mic situation for Mike to sing us a song because he can do it.
Take another shot,
couple,
Mike.
Stop.
Couple more minutes. I need more liquor. And we go.
The concept here is a guy whose his kneecaps are made of steel, his arms are made of ham. Tom, bad art, go. Draw this character.
Only available on...
What's confusing to me is how he's so proud of it.
Patreon.
He's really proud of himself.
I'm not.
Wait, what? Nick, you got to play the guitar part.
No, Mike.
Does the vocals.
No.
You
can do this. It's great. You gotta see it.
Mike's a talented guy.
Okay.
He's more talented than you know.
Make it. Oh, no. Make it a song about like marching into battle with your friends.
It has to be like a medieval like.
Yeah.
Oh, my microphone is falling.
My sword is bright. My shield is ready. Yeah. You can do this.
Play the song you.
What?
You gotta play the song you played for us. That joke.
Oh, I mean. I can't sing and play. It won't be a. I need like.
Talking to the fucking mic!
Stupid!
Wait. Let me try to figure
You're
out.
Still not talking to the mic.
Well, I got six of them here.
Two.
From what I could see. I need a pick.
I guess we're talking. I got eight picks. Hold on.
Alright.
You got a pick, Nick? Pick, Nick. Alright, first of all, point. He's just gonna play the King of the Hill theme and then walk out of the room. I have no idea what's about to happen here.
Play the song from the other day. Wait, I'm thinking of like a medieval
yeah,
like thing.
Like a song you chant and sing to.
A little shanty.
Oh.
I can't sing and play. I'll kill myself.
Somebody else take the guitar. For love of God.
Dude, I can't. But
damn it!
My legs are made of leather.
Raise the mic to your face.
Yeah, for love, get the mic back in your mouth.
It has to be like.
I've never heard. By the way, I don't know what songs you're listening to where the singer is describing what his body parts are made of.
This is how metal I am.
My kneecaps are made of. Oh, what was it?
I need a rooster for this.
Mike, you're up.
I gotta get a rooster. No, make it like.
Come on, just go.
I need a specific. It's gonna be a triple feel. Dum 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 dum. Think of the Game of Thrones theme. There you go.
That's perfect. My hands are made of leather. My shoulders are made of steel. My legs are on rev. The fucking banana peel. My ham is stagnant. My legs are stiff as a board. I'm down to march all night.
That was the chorus, dude.
Of course.
He's down to march all night and then he sighs.
Yeah. Pass me a pack of Marlboro Reds. Smack your wife across her head. My lips are made of steel. I'm coming for the kill. I'm made of metal. Kneecaps made of orange peels. I'm made of metal. Damn it, dude. I can't. There's nothing. I got nothing.
Kneecaps are made of steel. And his arms are made of hams.
I
nothing.
And his
right
legs
now.
Were made of leather.
It has to be on the spot. I can't. I mean, it can't be on the spot. It has to be just like sudden.
This guy is just put together by random objects and
yeah.
materials.
And he's abusive towards his wife.
Yeah, he beats his wife.
She married him despite his steel lips. That can't be pleasant.
Like, I know you're made of oranges, but I'm always here for you.
Your ham arms don't. That's not why I love you. I love you for your heart, which is made of good feelings. And some other kind of peels, probably.
I went through surgery when I was young, and I still wore my leather vest. When I was going through open heart, I sewed onto my chest.
What'd you sew on your chest?
His vest.
What? But like what?
Really quick. The three chords is... I don't know them by name. But it's.
I don't know my name, but it's.
It's.
Just play every chord you know until he gets the right one.
It's
my perfect pitch is made of shit.
Okay, A minor.
Wait,
C.
No, no.
F.
C.
Why don't you tell me it was the chords?
G.
Yeah, this is the chords to Zombie by the Cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, you pulled that knowledge real fast.
Cranberries.
How did you just know that?
It's a very recognizable progression.
It's a very good song, too.
Is it? All right, Mike. What are you made of? Tell everybody in the medieval crowd.
I'm so metal, made of steel. Got my knees feeling feel. My back feels like a rack of ribs. But let me tell you, you ain't got dibs on this piece. This piece. I'm gonna wear a nice fuzzy fleece when I'm going out to my Christmas dinner tonight. Tonight. Got a ham in the oven. Got a turkey on the fucking stove. Got stuffing in the microwave. Dude. God damn it, I can't have laughing.
Oh God. That's a new podcast segment.
I can't have laughing.
I like the fact that the turkey was in the oven. The ham was in the oven, but the turkey was on the stove. The stovetop turkey you were cooking.
I like that his back was made of ribs, but you don't have dibs. Like, you can't just reach over and pull a rib off his back. He'll be like, nah.
No, you don't got dibs.
No. Oh, shit.
You do not have dibs on that.
Those are the four easiest chords to write a song to. You can talk about anything.
Talk about anything.
I suggest we call it that segment Michael's Songs Made of Steel.
The back ribs.
The rib back of ribs. Oh, God.
The back rib trail. Oh.
I don't think we can top that. I think we got to call a podcast right here.
Yeah.
Call that it. That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and I believe the title is My Arms Are Made of Ham.
All right. So on that note.
Fantastic. So you wanted to end this like a half an hour ago.
I did, and I'm such an asshole for suggesting that
shit.
Now. That needs to happen every week.
I got to get a rooster here. As long as those chords are slamming. Like.
Mike's walking out of the room now.
Made of ribs.
His back's made of ribs, but you don't got dibs. We're going to kill Tom here. Uh-oh.
Oh, I didn't even know which button it was. So I just
all right. So on that note, this has been Podcast Mosh.
There's no pressure. We can keep going.
Thank you for listening. If you, if you'd like to contribute to our podcast, you can go to patreon.com/podcastmosh and pledge per episode. We'll give you sick prizes.
Sick.
Like that song. Mike will write a song about you and what objects you are made of.
Mm-hmm. Mike will make a song from your perspective, as you march against the enemy with sword in hand.
We're limited to those four chords, but trust me, trust me, it will be all about you.
You can get a lot of mileage out of those four chords.
Oh,
right,
man.
There.
I love this new bit.
Man.
And if somehow you're not subscribed to this already and you want to be subscribed to it, go to podcast.lichkingmetal.com, click some buttons, and you'll be listening to it on iTunes or your iPhone or your iPod or your iPad or your iPoop, whatever. On that note...
Wait, hold on. Let me... For your eye poop joke.
Shut up. On that note, goodbye, everybody.
Thank you. Good
night.
Turtles.
Hey. We're Lich King, and this has been Podcast Mosh, and you've been listening to Podcast Mosh. Good night, everyone.